Next item, 369.
Authorized price agreements with CH2M Hill Engineers, Inc., Kennedy Jenks Consultants, Inc., Murray Smith, Inc., and WSP USA, Inc., for professional engineering services for the continuation of the large-scale sewer system rehabilitation program, pipe rehabilitation phase 3, and large-diameter sewer rehabilitation for a total of $16 million.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Carlo. That was quite a mouthful. Colleagues and Mayor, the Bureau of Environmental Services is responsible for repair and rehabilitation of the city's sewer collection system. This ordinance builds on the success of BES's urgent sewer repair work. Before us today are Scott Gibson, Principal Engineer, and Patty Nelson, Senior Engineer, from the Bureau of Environmental Services to give us a brief presentation. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner, Mr. Mayor, and City Council. As the Commissioner mentioned, my name is Scott Gibson. With me here is Patty Nelson. I'm going to give you a short presentation about our large-scale sewer rehab program and then turn over to Patty for the procurement details. Would you go to the next slide, please? Thank you very much. These contracts help support the core of what our mission is. The city of Portland owns a lot of sewer pipes. We collect sewage and waste and transport it to our treatment plants. Those are aging infrastructure. Many of them are very, very old, and they're very valuable infrastructure. So this program is a part of our continuing effort to repair, rehabilitate, and maintain those assets. The failure of these systems is a permit violation, can cause property damage, and then obviously it's a risk to human health. So I'll turn it over to Patty to give you a little details about the procurement.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners.
Morning.
As Scott said, I'm Patty Nelson. I'm a senior engineer with the Bureau. The large diameter sewer system rehabilitation program has been in place since 2011, so we've been doing this for a while, and it really focuses on being proactive in addressing our aging sewer and making needed improvements. We take a risk-based approach, or asset-based asset management approach, and what we look at is we're trying to focus our efforts on the worst pipes and that make the most sense to get done. So we go in and we assess the sewer conditions. We assess what the risk of failure is. For instance, some run underneath freeways. That's a big risk if it fails. And we try to assign a cost to that. What would it cost if it fails? And then we calculate a cost-benefit ratio and prioritize the work based on that. So we're trying to hit the real big problems first. In terms of our work ahead, we've been working diligently on our small diameter work. That's 36-inch pipes or smaller. We still have some work left to do. We have 38,000 linear feet of pipe left, which is around $21 million worth of work. But our work ahead that is so challenging is our large diameter sewers. And also, we have a lot of work left in the downtown core area. In total, it's $123 million worth of work left to do, and it is covered within our five-year CIP capital budget of $159 million. For professional services, which is what this item is all about, we need assistance on a variety of ways. For design, specialty services, with our large diameter sewers, we actually have specialty needs in terms of inspection, structural assessment. I won't go through the long, exhaustive list, but it takes quite a team of staff and expertise to get the work done. For the selection process, it's a qualification-based process. We did receive 7 proposals. There's 4 firms that have been selected: CH2M Hill, Kennedy Jenks Consultants, Murray Smith, WSP, and a variety of subconsultants. For our DMWESB participation, this has been something that we've really focused on in the last many years for the program, have been very successful to date, and we anticipate being more successful. So we've set a goal for these contracts at 30%, which is higher than, I think, purchasing set at 20%. So we're really focusing on that. And one thing that we've set for this contract is because the work is issued in task orders, so it's like small little mini contracts within the larger contract, we're asking the consultants to be very specific in identifying meaningful work for these firms within each task order, and then we'll be looking at each task order to make sure that they're delivering the work promised to these firms. Some past successes have been Emeriel, I think is the correct pronunciation, where it started out as a very small firm and is now a very key member of a number of the teams that are on this project. And we've really talked with the consultant teams in terms of mentorship, looking to mentor different firms and bring them up through to provide more meaningful work. Any questions?
I'm just curious, WSP USA, is that a rebranding of some more traditional name?
So yeah. What there's that? A lot of consolidation going on in the industry. It's Parsons Brinckerhoff.
Oh, okay.
And CH2M Hill is going to Jacobs, so
that's right. Yeah, okay. We're seeing a lot of name changes.
Very good. Any public testimony on this item?
Yes, we have one person signed up, D. White.
Come on up. Thank you for the presentation. That was very well done. Good morning.
Hi. I just read this last night. I've been working on my 3-minute lead talk. Anyway, I just wanted to speak to transparency here. This is the third wave. The first one was done in 2011. I wasn't able to find that ordinance, so I don't know how much it was for. I'm going to say it was under 9 because the second one in 2014 was $9 million, and now this third one in 2018 is for $16 million. They had three companies in the second phase, three large multinational engineering companies, and for $9 million, so they got $3 million each. And now this time, they're adding four, and they're going to give them $4 million each for 3 years. And number one, I mean, there was no competitive bid. It sounds like they did do an RFP, it looks like, but the consultant selection committee is the one who approved this. And also, there's a 25% contingency built on it that the chief procurement officer can just do without any questions asked. Another thing is the second wave last in 2014, it did not have an impact statement with it. There was no impacts, and I think that's against code. It should have an impact statement. I went and checked again. It does not have an impact statement. The reason why impact statements are important, and there is one on this one, is that, you know, when you're working with task orders, you don't see a contract. There's no contract, so you don't know where the money's going. It's all through task orders. The only way the public can keep track of all this is doing a records request. And, you know, nobody has time for that. No. Anyway, I would like to request that the auditor audit this program to see, you know, if the money's been going right. What I found out on the impact statement is that the past seven, it started in 2011, $9 million in 2014. In 2011, I'm going to say it was probably about $6 million. I don't know. It's going to be less than the $9 million. So let's say $15 million for the first 7 years of this agreement thing. They only did 55 miles. I mean, that these earlier price agreements allowed the Bureau to expedite rehabilitation of 55 miles. That in 2,500 miles of pipes, I mean, what kind of cost benefit is that? That's why I'm just speaking to the transparency here.
Thank you for your testimony.
It's a first reading.
So this is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Next item, please.